In our previous year, we explained that the yesoidistic difference between the kitzin of Chazal and Gdoyli Yisroel and the announcement of the Rebbe was that the Rebbe was speaking as a Novi, as the Rebbe clearly writes in the Sikh of Shoiftim Tov Shenun Aleph. Which that leads us to the obvious question, how can we say and be mefarsim that the Rebbe is speaking as a Novi and telling us that Mashiach is in the world already, when we have a Beferish Gemara, the Gemara in Yuma, Daftesam at Beis, same Gemara is repeated in Soitam Emchesam at Beis, in Sanhedrin Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, it's brought down in a few Gemaras. The Gemara says clear, Mishimesu Nevi'im Achroinim, when the latter Nevi'im passed away, Chagi Zechayin Malachi, Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh Miyisrael, there is no longer Nevuah, there's no longer Ruach HaKodesh Bayidin. So how can we say that the Rebbe is speaking as a Novi, if Chazal tell us that until Mashiach comes, Nistalka Nevuah Miyisrael, there's no longer Ruach HaKodesh Bayidin? That is a question that we could ask, and a shaila that was asked at the time, and a shaila that's bechlal asked on chsidim l'doyroisam, that they would speak about the rabbeim, rabbeinu nesiyenu, that have ruach hakodesh and nevuah, and here we have a gemara that says there is no nevuah, nistalka nevuah miyisroel. So the Rebbe addresses this in a few places. The main place in Lukot Yisichis where the Rebbe speaks about this is Lukot Yisichis Chelek Yud Dalid, Parsha Shoiftim, the second Sicha, page 72, Ois Gimel. And let's start with a few Yesoidis. And that is, the fact is, says the Rebbe, let's start with the facts. The facts is that we found many, many G'doyli Yisrael that had Ruach HaKodesh. As a matter of fact, if you open up the Gemara Gittin, Peches Amid Aleph, Toysus brings that one of the Bali HaToysus in his time, he was called Ezra HaNovi, not Ezra, the one that went up from Golos, but Ezra HaNovi was one of the Bali HaToysus. Ruach HaKodesh, the Ravid himself writes, I'm speaking Beruach HaKodesh. So the Rishonim, the many Tzadikim, clear cases of Ruach HaKodesh. So how was it that they have Ruach HaKodesh? If Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh mi Yisrael, if there is no longer any Nevuah in Ruach HaKodesh. So the Rebbe lays down a tremendous Chiddush, which when you hear it the first time, it takes a minute to think about it, but then the Rebbe actually shows you in the words of the Gemara. And that is that there is a big difference between the words Nistalka and the word Botla. And that actually, Tosfos says, in Soita, that there is a big difference between this a concept, when Chazal say that Nistalka Nevuah Miyisrael, or that it's no longer here. What do I mean by that? And the Rebbe explains, and I want to give it to you outside before you see it in the words itself. You have to realize, it's by us today, when we think of Nevi'im, we think of individuals. However, in the time of the Nevi'im, there were schools, yeshivas of Nevi'im. There were hundreds of Nevi'im. You could literally go to Nevuah school, Nevuah yeshiva. You know, you hear stories that the Yeshoyim Achav killed hundreds of Nevi'im. What was going on? There were so many Nevi'im in Klal Yisrael. Well, if you open up the Rambam, Yesod HaTorah, the Rambam says that if you act in a certain way, in a way of tahara, and you prepare yourself, miyad ruach hakodesh shoyer alav, the nevuah comes to you. In other words, be'etzem, the way the Eibishter set up nevuah in the world, it wasn't supposed to be just for yechidei skula. Anyone that worked on himself can actually become a novi, and that's actually the way it's going to be when Mashiach comes. We know that when Eldad the Meidot, Misnabim B'machane, when they made Eldad the Meidot, they were two out of the 72. And they came and they said that they're speaking Nevuah. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Halavai, that all Yidden should be Nevi'im. And people say, and the Mefarshim explained that Halavai of Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be Neskayim when Moshiach comes, which leads the Rebbe in Lukut Yisicha, his Parshas Tetzave. I think it's Chelek Lamed Aleph to have a whole Hakira, because the Rambam says that the Nevi'im used to wear a certain beged to show that they're a Nevi'im. If everyone's a Navi or could have Nevuah, does everyone have to wear the beged? In other words, is it just when 20%, or what if there's 80% Nevi'im? Does everyone have the Chiyuv to wear these begodim? But now is not the time to get into that. The concept I'm trying to bring out is that we have to realize that Nevuah for many generations was very, very common. A regular person, if he worked on himself, he was an Oyved Elikim, he could have access to Nevuah. At a certain point, the Eibishter took it away from regular access, it became restricted access. All of a sudden, there was a big code. You couldn't just get access to this Nevuah. And that's how the Rebbe explains. This is what it means. Nistalka Nevuah mi Yisrael. It means that we no longer can have access as a Yochid. Not that it doesn't exist, but a regular person, if he does what the Rambam says and works on himself, lav dafka is he going to get Nevuah. Only Yechidei Skula, but Chas v'Shalom to say that there is no Nevuah. And that's what we find. The Rambam is Mairich, quite a few details and halachas, all about the halachas of Nevuah and how to become a Navi. And the Rambam does not bring down that there's no Nevuah of Bizman Hazeh. And many people ask, how come this clear Gemara that there's no Nevuah of Bizman Hazeh, the Rambam doesn't bring out in the Sefer Halachas? According to the Rebbe's Hesber, it's very, very simple. And the Rebbe explains this on page 73. Because La Locha, there is Nevuah Bizman Hazeh. It's just not accessible to so many people. But the Rambam is never going to write that there's no Nevuah Bizman Hazeh when the Rambam clearly holds that Pshat in the Gemara is that there can be Nevuah Bizman Hazeh. And therefore, the Shail of the Gemara, while at first glance may seem very strong, once you understand Pshat in the words of the Gemara, so then it becomes very, very clear. But then there's another Gemara. This is Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Yud Beis, Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "Miyoyim shechara Beis HaMikdash," when Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, "Nitla hanavuah min hanavim," the Nevuah was taken away from the Nevi'im, "v'nitna l'shoytim l'tinoikis," was given to Meshugoyim and kids. Like sometimes you hear interesting things come from Meshugoyim. Right? Interesting things. Everyone has something to say. You see, they must have Nevuah because hundreds of people come to listen what the Meshugoyim have to say. So the point is, my point, everyone wants to understand and know what the Meshugoyim are saying. We have a clear Gemara that the Gemara says that it was given to Shoytim and Tinoikis. So is that a respectful thing to say that the Rebbe is talking as a Navi when the Gemara says that only Shoytim and Tinoikis have Nevuah? Like, how does that go together? Another Shaila, which on its face at first glance seems very, very strong. But once again, once you understand Pshat in the Gemara, everything else becomes clear. This Gemara is Sayin Bavli and Sayin Yerushalmi. On the Gemara Yerushalmi, there's a sefer called, a Pirush called Anaf Yosef. The Anaf Yosef explains a Gevaldike Inyan. And this is really based on what we find. Chassidus speaks about in Tanya, that Moshe Rabbeinu is called Pesi Yamin Chol Dover. Moshe Rabbeinu, we call him the fool, the one that believes everything. Pesi Yamin L'chol Dover is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Chacham Min HaAdam. Moshe Rabbeinu, Lekom Avi Novi K'Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is from the highest levels of Chochma D'Kedusha. So why are we calling him Pesi as a fool? Because his complete Bittul to the Eibishter, his complete Kabbalah Soil and Bittul to the Eibishter, L'mayla Min Tavadas. They say when the general, Arik Sharon, when he came to the Rebbe, so afterwards they asked him what was his impressions in Yechidus, and officially he said that the Lubavitcher Rebbe is a goyin, obviously in Torah, but also in science and in war. He says, but when it comes to emuna, his lashon was yesh lo emuna kesafta. He has emuna like a baba. In other words, there's nothing that you can talk to him. Go speak to a baba about emuna. Azoy is this. He says, such a smart person, yet when it comes to emuna, he has emuna like a baba. Without shilas, without shetlach, without sveikis. Azoy is this. Azoy shteit in Torah. Azoy is this. Says the Anaf Yosef. He says, Hakavona bezeh. That we're talking about great, great tzaddikim, chachomim miyuchodim, that they're meisim atzmam kishoyte v'tinik, that they make themselves pshitos, they don't deal with eilam hazeh, they're like a shoyte, you speak to them about inyanim shtusim and eilam hazeh, they make themselves like a shoyte and a tinuk, they don't know what you're talking about, their moon in the avish there is pshitos, like a tinuk, like a young child. In other words, it's not a negative statement. We're talking about the nevuah was given to tzaddikim that have such kabbalah soil, that have such bittul, have such lack of sophistication when it comes to their emun in the Eibishter. And when it comes to their involvement in Olam Hazeh, also kishoytim v'tinoikis. And therefore it's clear that api nigla, the inyanim of nevuah are shayach bizman hazeh. In the coming shir, we're going to ask a shaila about Nevuah al-Pi Chassidus.